Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about prioritizing passion. Each week, we cover topics in the personal development space, including things like money, finance, business, entrepreneurship, mindset, and seriously, whatever else I'm feeling extra passionate about that week. These conversations are meant to encourage you to prioritize your passion. Welcome to the party. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into it. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am your host, Lindsay, back again for another episode. I am just doing a solo one this week because Casey and I have had a long week and not feeling great and kind of feeling a little bit burnt out. So I want to talk about a little tip tool I have that is sort of self-care, sort of nostalgia, and just something I like to share. So it is thinking about some of your favorite places in the world. I don't think I've talked about this yet on the podcast, so bear with me if I have, but I don't think I have, at least not for a long time. So we're gonna talk about your favorite place in the world. So I want you to just think about it. If you are somebody who listens to the podcast while you're driving, this might be a better episode to listen to while you're at home, not driving, because I think it's a little better to do this when you have time to kind of close your eyes and think about things, but you can always listen and come back to it later. But similar to last week's episode, I just have some things I want you to think about, and then you can either write on it, make a list, or just kind of have these thoughts go through your mind. But I wanted to talk about thinking about some of your favorite places in the world and bringing those into your life when you need it. So I had a moment a couple weeks back. We were buying a birthday present for Casey's brother and sister-in-law. It was both of their birthdays. So I said we should get them a really good cookbook because they just moved and they got a great place and all the stuff. They like to cook. So we got them a cookbook. And I went to the bookstore and I forgot how freaking wonderful it is to go to the bookstore. I could spend hours and hours and hours there. So if you're a reader like me, you may have the same feeling. And if you're not a reader, you still might have this feeling about the bookstore, the library, maybe a music store, like a record shop, something like that, where you can just sit and just like go through and look and look and look at things. And there's just something so calming about it. So when I was in high school and college, I used to go to the bookstore all the time. There was this great one downtown. So I would go to dance class downtown after school, and then in between classes sometimes, or after class, or even before class if I got there early, or after work, I would go to this bookshop. It was called Odyssey Bookshop, and there was another one I liked in Port Angeles called Port Book and News, both of them. I would just wander through the bookshop looking at books for hours. Like, I could do it for hours. I could also do it at the library, go to the library for hours. There's just something about walking into a bookstore that is so calming to me. But you can do that. It's different for everybody. Everybody has different places where they get that feeling. Other places that I also feel a similar feeling to where, what am I trying? A similar feeling of calm rushing over me when you walk through the doors or when you spend a little bit of time in them. Walking into Target. Some people love going to Target and they just get this feeling when you're like, I get to have some time. Maybe you're drinking your coffee and looking through clothes or looking for all the stuff you need. Some people like the grocery store. I don't think that's super calming, but it depends what time you go, really. But Target, going to, some people love TJ Maxx, Home Goods. Oh my gosh, Home Goods and Marshalls are other places where I could just spend hours just like so relaxing, so calming, just walking in there and just having your time to, even if you're not going to buy anything, just like look through all the stuff. And yesterday or the day before yesterday, we went to the mall because I had to go to the Apple store to pick up my new phone. Very excited about that. But going to the Apple store is literally always one of the worst customer experiences for me. You walk in and you feel like they don't want you there. This is how I feel. Some people might love going to the Apple store, but I don't really think so. So if you're one of those people who loves going to the Apple store or you feel like it's a great customer experience, like we are not on the same wavelength. I always feel like they don't want you there. They make you feel like you're stupid if you're whatever you're going there is like you need it to get fixed or something. You're like shamed, like, how did it break? Oh, you don't have AppleCare, or you didn't get the right AppleCare plan. Like, we're super cool, smart, techie people. Like, we know everything. Like, people don't even look at you when you're there. I was there to pick something up, trying to get something as simple as possible, like, talk to the least amount of people as possible. And it was still a not good experience. But I digress. Casey also made a good point. Like, there's tons of people in the Apple store getting products fixed that are like not working. Like, you don't go to any other store, and you are, when you walk in, you just see a bunch of people with defective products there. Like, does that make any sense? He explained it better than I did. But, anyways, the Apple store is not a calming experience for me. But there's something also for me walking into the mall. And I haven't been to the mall in a long time. And once again, it depends on the day. I love going to the mall at Christmas time. Like, it just makes me so happy just walking through. I love shopping. Obviously, you can tell from kind of the theme of this episode, but you can have these kind of experiences also just window shopping. So that is kind of something I just love. I just love going through, walking through the aisles, like putting your hands on different sweaters and stuff. Like, I just love it. Another thing is, I woke up today. This is kind of just scatterbrained, but it all goes together, really. I woke up today and it was kind of cloudy but warm, and it just reminded me of going camping. And I just wanted to go camping. And I started thinking about some camping trips I took when I was younger and how nice it is to wake up and have a fire, or there's just a fire all day and you have s'mores or even your coffee in the morning, and then you're in nature and you're just gonna spend all day like reading or exploring nature and just having a great time. Like, that could be your favorite place in the world too. Like, I'm not saying the bookstore is my favorite. I'm not tiering any of these things. It is just places that bring you a sense of joy, a sense of calm. Like, that's what I'm talking about here. So I want you to take a moment and think about those places that bring you a sense of calm, a sense of joy, and really think about it. And it could be something like the bookstore, it could be the mall, it could be going out in nature and camping, it could be maybe a concert, it could be a dive bar, it could be, I mean, there's so many things that bring me joy, and I just don't really think about them that often. But you know the feeling. I keep going back to the bookstore because I keep thinking of that feeling when you're just there and you're just so relaxed and excited, and it is just such a calming environment. Or the library too, and then you don't have to spend any money. The library is awesome. So but I just want you to think about what it feels like to walk into that space. Today I just thought about going to the bookstore and I felt more calm. Like, I felt the stress kind of start to melt away from my shoulders. And so what I thought is, I should really take the time this week, since I'm running into a little bit of burnout, I'm just feeling kind of stressed, kind of just monotonous, like, oh, this is just, the work week is just going on, and this is going wrong, and that's going wrong, and it's just never ending. And so I thought, you know, after work one day this week, I should just go to the bookstore for half an hour. an hour even. Like you can spend so much time at a bookstore. Or another place I love going to, maybe you love this too, is like the craft store. Like I love Michaels or Joann Fabrics. Another place I could just wander around forever. Home decor, really a great spot for me. like home goods also just love it. I know I already said home goods, but if you don't have a home goods where you live, I'm sorry. Also, I used to go to Goodwill all the time and go thrift shopping. Right now, the Goodwill that we have near us is not the best, but you know, we all have those places where it really is not that hard to go to have just a little bit of time alone and just it's kind of I don't know how to describe it. If it's exploring, if it's just being away from everything and out of your house, but I think that we get so used to the monotony of, you know, I go to work and I go home, or even if you're working from home, then you're at home all the time, or I go to work and then maybe we go out to eat and then I go home, or I go to a friend's house, but like having a place where you can go where it's just gonna be you by yourself. Not going out with your friends, not your significant other, but just having a little tiny chunk of time, like I said, even a half hour, just by yourself. And I keep saying like retail locations, but it doesn't even have to be that. Like you can go, you know, just for a walk in the neighborhood alone. And then you're like, oh, I'm just alone for a little bit. And the big thing I want to say is like getting out of the house, because when I'm in my house, even if I'm in another room or just like trying to focus on, you know, I'm trying to have some time just to myself, even if I'm just in my yard reading a book, maybe I will be like, oh, well, I should be doing dishes, or I should be doing the laundry, or I should vacuum, or I should be doing XYZ. And so I think getting just a little bit outside of where you're supposed to be and just taking that time, and it can be free. Like, I was just thinking about it today, about how nice it would be to go to the bookstore, and then I just felt more relaxed, or how nice it would be to just spend a little time like at Marshall's. Love Marshall's. So I just that's my word of encouragement to everybody this week, is just to take a little bit of time to do something like that. Maybe this week, maybe next week, but just like if you're feeling that burnout, like take a tiny bit of time. Especially a bookstore, because there's just something magical about it. But the other thing I wanted to talk about, I said write down these five places that you really love to go to that bring you calm. And if you're thinking of writing this down or writing down, you know, 5 to 10 places, you could get a little broader even. One of the other places that I thought about that makes me so happy was going to like a Cougar football game or a concert at the Gorge. Like, obviously, I cannot just go there after work and have that same feeling. But if you really want to get a little woo-woo about it and just really, you know, take some time, if you can't leave your house, if you're like, I just wish I could just do something, but I can't, just to sink into a moment and take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and just think about one of those places. Close your eyes. Let's say it's the Gorge. If you haven't been to the Gorge, you gotta get there someday for a concert. And you just close your eyes and you think about it. You think about what you're seeing, the sun setting, and what you're hearing, your favorite music, who you're with, the sounds, the smells of it, and just breathing and thinking about that. I'm not a doctor, but it might lower your blood pressure. Or whatever place it is, you know, I'm not saying you have to love the Gorge. I'm saying like if you want to think about going to the ocean, you want to think about, you know, wherever is that place for you, just thinking about it. And then if you have this list written down, whether it's in your journal, in a planner, in your phone even, and you want to take a couple minutes to just think about it, like then it's there. You're like, oh, I have this little thing, you know, I'm having a real stressful day. I'm just gonna, you know, you could call it meditating, you could call it just like escaping in your mind for a little bit, but it's just a little bit of time that you take for yourself. And the last tip I'm gonna say to go along with some of your favorite places is going to be something I talk about a lot, Pinterest. So make a Pinterest board of your favorite places, or you can make a board for each of your favorite places, like if it's traveling somewhere, like if you love going to Jackson Hole every year, if you love going to the ocean, the beach, you could just have a whole Pinterest board full of beach pictures, just scrolling through it, making it the background of your phone. Like that can be really calming for you too. I have a whole board on my Pinterest that's all like rainy day photos, like the forest, rain, like cabins and the dark, foresty, moody vibe. Like, and just like seriously scrolling through that makes me so happy and just like makes me calm. So whatever that place is for you that can be calming, that could be another thing. If it is the bookstore or just like the fall weather and like hot chocolate and pumpkins and that kind of stuff, like having one of those boards on your Pinterest and just like looking at it, once again, making it the background of your phone, background of your laptop, bringing that vibe into your life, that aesthetic, like if you want to get your pumpkins out, get them out. I already have my pumpkins out for fall because I love pumpkins and they make me happy. So bring them out. But just anything you can do if it's something to kind of bring you out of where you are in that constant state of stress or burnout or these constant thoughts about work or family or whatever that are kind of like stressing you out. You're like, oh, this is always on my mind, or chores or whatever. Like taking those 5 to 10 minutes and just thinking about this, like what brings you joy, and then putting your mind in that place if you can. And then when you do have the time, making time to go to those places, or, you know, like I said, go to the bookstore for like 30 minutes. That's your little escape, your little form of therapy for the week, just having some time to yourself. That's my thought. I'm excited to go to the bookstore and just explore and just look and look and look in this like quiet space. I'm just excited about it. And maybe I'm just nerding out on this, but I think this is a really good tool that we forget about because we get stuck in this cycle of going to work and going home and chores and work and chores and responsibilities and bills and all these things. And like I said, you don't have to spend money, but you can spend just a little bit of time and have some retail therapy. You can buy things, or you don't have to buy things, but sometimes that just a little bit of time alone, shopping or just window shopping, like I said, can just be really calming and good for the soul. So maybe you enjoyed this episode. Maybe you think I'm crazy, but that's okay. I hope you enjoy your week, your weekend, and just have some time to yourself. Maybe think about some of your favorite places, some of those little places that bring you joy. And if you want to share any of those with me, feel free to reach out at PishPoshPod on Instagram or at Lindsay Jo Wilson. I'll be there. I always love to talk to you guys. So hope you have a great one and party on. Thank you for listening to this episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am so glad you joined us. Make sure you're subscribed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Then make sure you're following us on Instagram at Pish Posh Pod. Then, if you want even more, you can join us at patreon.com/pishposhpod. There are bonus episodes there and journaling prompts for you to use whenever you want. So check all that out. We'll see you next week. Party on. Thank you.